Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
It's time to change your habits and start living a healthy, happy, and fulfilling life. Rewired Radio with Erica Spiegelman.
Welcome, everyone. While we all are going through our day-to-day lives, we could sometimes feel like we're on a treadmill, going and going and going. But are we really just going through the motions? In our quest to get ahead, you know, to live mindfully and healthy and check off our next milestones in life, we may not realize that we're missing signs about what really fulfills us. How can we tune into those moments that reveal our true selves and show us our reasons for being? My guest today is Jennifer McKay Newton, and she has firsthand experience about creating a life that resonates with her reason for being. She's here to also talk about how she became aware of what really made her feel truly alive and how she harnessed that awareness to create the life of her dreams. She's also here to provide tips on how to be more mindful about the things in our lives that truly make us happy. Jennifer, such an important discussion. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me. So important.
Yeah. So important because, yeah, we all do
everything.
Get caught up.
Yeah.
With the day-to-day. And really, how do we really grab those moments and tap into, oh my gosh, that made me feel alive or that inspired me? How did you source that yourself?
Well, a little background I believe it's always there. I believe it's there from when we're very young. And when you find it is always the right time. And it's supposed to be that way. And so it's not like something that you rush into and when you ask for it, then you'll be like, okay, now I'm ready. I get this. So for me, how it happened is when I grew up, I didn't really have a great support system. I wasn't encouraged. You know, I wasn't told, you know, you've got this and you can do this, or I'm smart or whatever. Mm-hmm. I actually had one person in my life, who's my grandfather, who did, he was very encouraging, but he passed away when I was 13. So 13 mm-hmm. and on, I was like, what the heck? And so I really struggled. I struggled with self-esteem. I struggled with my identity, who I was, where I wanted to be in life. And, so through that struggle, what I've realized now is it really created a strong sense of self-determination. Uh-huh. This was the key to my reason for being, here. So, you know, life goes on and, you know, I'm living my life and I'm on paper, everything looks amazing. So I'm married. I've got two kids. I have a nice house. I've got a career in interior design. It's like nothing to complain about, really, right? But why do I feel like discontent? Why do I not feel whole? Why do I feel like something's missing? Mm-hmm. That's when you start asking the question.
Right.
That's where you want to be, at that place. It sucks, and you're kind of like, well, why am I feeling sorry for myself? Everything seems so perfect. That's exactly where you need to be. Because then what happens is you start paying attention and even looking back, what are things that triggered you emotionally? What are things that brought joy to you or like made you angry? So you start asking. So you start saying, like, you know, whether it's the universe, whether it's your God, whether it's yourself, whatever you believe in, start asking, like, what is my purpose here? And ask for signs and put it out there. And you'll start to get answers. And for me, it came back as I was in situations where I would be talking to a young woman and giving her advice, or I would see a mentorship program, like a on television or somebody's mentoring, and I was like, I should be doing that. Why am I not doing that? Like, I could do that, you know?
Yeah.
So you start really kind of connecting the dots of what like yanks at you. And
that's a great example. Yeah. That's a great
example. And so for me, that was empowering women on a deeper level. That is teaching them they're worthy of love, that they are worthy. So I do that. And I'm fortunate that I was able to connect the two, my purpose and my work. And we can't always do that, but I'm sort of lucky in that way, that I create these fragrances that are meant to empower women. So that's how I have been able to tie it together.
That's amazing. And just even how you are even more specific, like you knew you wanted to help women, but even more specifically help them feel like they are empowered and that they are lovable and that, you know, you went even one level deeper, which, you know, I think it's great to, you know, for people listening out there today, a fantastic example you're giving, you know, what kind of gets you excited, or you look at an Oprah show and you're like, I want to write a book, or I should be talking about that, or you know what, fitness really does inspire me, or, you know, I want to learn more about yoga, and you never know where that could take you, but to have kind of that open mind and open heart to that sounds like it's a good start. And yes, you have created Define Me Fragrance, and now you do also have another program that is helping women, that is basically, it's called Define Me Dollar program, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. It's called the Define Me Dollar program. And so for every bottle of fragrance purchased, $1 goes to She's the First, which is a nonprofit, and they give money to girls in low-income countries to receive educational scholarships. And that's so fantastic. That's, you know, it's like... When you can, and the funny thing is, I just want to say this to people, that it doesn't have to be this big grand thing. Like, I'm nothing extraordinary. There's nothing extraordinary about me in particular. And so it could be, I mean, your reason for being could be being a great mother. It could be being, you smile and make, you're a good friend. You smile and make somebody feel good that day. And your smile brings happiness to people, or sometimes you're just a good listener. I mean, so I feel like if you start there, I think sometimes people are like, oh my God, that's so much. And there's so much going on. I have so much of my own life. If you just start kind of doing little pieces of it, like just little bits, anything, any little step in that direction of, and it's just such a, it's set for me, it set me free, and it's giving me my purpose, and it gives me drive, and it helps me concentrate. It helps me wake up in the morning. And even if I'm having a bad morning or a difficult day, it helps me say, you know what, this isn't just about me. This is something I need to do for others. This is something that I, you know, want to give back to, and it gives you the drive you need, and it makes you think less about all of your woes. It's like you stop focusing on all of the bad things that are happening in your life, and they're like, I can't focus on that. I have to focus on, I'm, you know, working on helping these girls, and you're helping other people. You're not just sitting there thinking about all of the problems in your life.
Right. Well, that's so fantastic. And I really love that tip for everybody is just to tap into something that really gets you, you know, your eyes open and excited and in awe of something. So I know, just tell us a little bit about where to find your fragrance line and how people could find you.
Yeah, you can find us at definemefragrance.com. That's D-E-F-I-N-E. Me, like definemefragrance.com. And I just wanted to say that we're offering a gift with purchase. For any purchase you make, we're going to be giving Erica's listeners a free sample set, which is super cool because then you can combine all the fragrances together. And in the That's end, awesome. In the little code area, just put Rewired 2016, all lowercase letters, Rewired 2016 at definemefragrance.com.
That's awesome. That's so exciting. And I have the fragrances myself, and they're just spectacular. And they're, you know, I think there's one for everyone and for every occasion, because they have such different, you know, flavors and tones to them. So thank you so much for that, Jennifer. And thank you for the discussion. You're listening to Rewired Radio on Radio MD. Thank you for joining us today, and stay well.